Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, here to support business through the impact of coronavirus.
Have you ever thought about living in a tin box? And now, no, I don't mean a caravan. I mean literally a tin box. Jamie Moran saw the potential and now has been turning shipping containers into livable, stylish homes for people to purchase, known as box gaffs. And box gaff is based around providing modern architectural solutions that can satisfy ever-evolving demands in our modern society. And he joins me now. How are you, Jamie?
Good morning, Bobby. Thanks very much for having us on.
Not at all. Nice to talk to you. Tell me about the container. When we think of shipping containers, we think of maybe old, kind of rusty, not being looked after or cast aside. But I think what you're proposing is it a high cube container that's a once use, so it's like a new container?
Effectively, Bobby, yeah. Now, we can't always get our... So the container home movement is really big in a lot of other parts around the world. Australia, New Zealand have really taken it on. And for anyone who's familiar with London and Shoreditch, they've obviously... Box Park is a really iconic scheme just at the Shoreditch tube station. So that's kind of more on the commercial side, where they've taken really ordinary old shipping containers, they've repurposed them, and they've turned them into a combination of retail stores, cafes, and even a bar restaurant on top.
Wow.
So that was some of the inspiration for Boxgaff. Boxgaff is a name and a domain we've been thinking about for a couple of years. And then over the last couple of months, we really got into action with obviously the latest pandemic and trying to see how could we bring it forward. I think a lot of people have found that in their downtime, we have to try and be innovative and find different ways of doing things. And our background is in the luxury home market. So we have a skill set that we've acquired over, the last 10 years. And I said, we've a really good team of guys. And we're like, how can we use that in conjunction with this container home movement and bring something to the market relatively quickly? Yeah.
Now, you're saying that they're RTW, ready to work. So
yes.
you get your container. It's got Wi-Fi. Does it have a desk, a chair? Is it right down to that level of detail?
Exactly. So the ready to work concept is where we have a lot of people, and again, used to delivering houses for people, even though they may have medium or large houses, they may not necessarily have realized that they weren't set up to work from home. So we've kind of had a look at that and said, how can we use shipping containers and bring a design-led approach to providing people with solutions? So when a box gaff, so our initial one is a little box and a big box, very simple names, but very catchy. The little box is effectively about 7.5 square meters. It comes fully functional. We'll connect to the broadband. It'll be plugged into your house for power. It will have a window seat. It will have an electric sit-stand desk, ergonomic chair, printer, filing cabinet, and all bespoke joinery. We've also partnered with Buster & Punch, who are a pretty well-known company in London. They've really built a brand for some lighting fixtures and fittings. So that's the kind of the route we're going down.
Okay.
When someone gets one, yeah, so it's ready to work.
And I know one of the beauties of these is that they can be ex-VAT because they can be a business. So so the little box is about 20 grand and the bigger one about 25. That's sort of round numbers.
Exactly, yeah, round number stuff there. And that's fully ready to work. What we have, and that's shipped in because we have to assume that most premises are going to be, we're going to have to drop these and crane these into the back garden for most people. And I think a key thing for these is that as someone, they can also be financed and leased. We're working with a finance company to provide leasing options at the minute. And I think what's key to these and what's different to maybe a lightweight timber frame structure that might look slightly more affordable on first glance is that you can always bring this with you if you move home. You can also, you could take it off lease after 3 or 5 years. So it's not something that's a fixture that has to stay. So, yeah, I think that's a big benefit for them.
Listen, it's a great idea, and well done for coming up with it, because I set up an office in the garden years ago, and the kids took it over, and I was banished from it, and I just reclaimed it recently, so I'm delighted that I think it's a great idea, because particularly when you're working from home, it is nice to go to a separate space.
It is, Bobby, and I think that's one of the big realizations for people, whether they have kids or not. our lives are so fluid now, and there's very little discrepancy or difference between your home and your work life. And I think to have a space like this, it's important that you absolutely can go out and be creative and do your work, but you can also shut the door behind you at the end of the day and draw a line in the sand.
Okay.
You kind of say, well, that's when I'm not reachable anymore. And I think that's key to people, so that we don't get too engrossed in work either.
All right. Well, I think it's an absolutely great idea. Jamie Moran from Boxcoff, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bobby. Really appreciate it.